And finally, Philippa Hitchin wraps up a busy week here at the Vatican.
Pope Benedict has had a busy week, presiding on Sunday at the closing of the Pauline year and on Monday bestowing the pallium on 34 new metropolitan archbishops during Mass for the feasts of Saints Peter and Paul. As he closed a year of celebrations marking the 2000th anniversary of the birth of the Apostle of the Gentiles, the Pope announced that carbon dating tests carried out by scientists on fragments of bone and other material contained in the sarcophagus underneath the altar in the Basilica of St. Paul outside the walls do indeed show that they are the remains of a man who lived between the first and second centuries.
Ciò sembra confermare l'unanime incontrastata tradizione che si tratti dei resti mortali dell'Apostolo Paolo.
These results, he said, seem to confirm the unanimous and uncontested tradition that the tomb does indeed contain the mortal remains of the Apostle Paul. In his homily at the Mass for the feasts of Saints Peter and Paul, Pope Benedict drew inspiration from the first letter of Saint Peter, which describes the role of the priest as a shepherd and guardian of souls. As he prepared to place the pallium, a band of woven lamb's wool embroidered with six black crosses, over the shoulders of 34 new metropolitan archbishops, the Pope said the task of all pastors is to lead their flock, to nourish them with the word of God, and to bring that message of hope to life in contemporary society.
Egli parla ai pastori di tutte le generazioni.
Pope Benedict also returned in his homily to the theme of faith and reason, stressing that faith in God can take us beyond the limits of our own human intelligence. Rather than contradicting reason, the Pope said faith enables us to experience the hope of salvation and helps us to become credible witnesses of this hope to others. On Monday, the Pope also announced that he had signed his third encyclical, which bears the date of June 29th, and is entitled Caritas in Veritate. He told the thousands of faithful gathered in St. Peter's Square for his Angelus address that the encyclical takes up the social themes contained in Pope Paul VI's 1967 document Populorum Progressio, and intends to delve more deeply into issues of today's economic development in the light of charity. The encyclical, which the Pope has been working on since 2007, will be presented at a press conference in the Vatican on Tuesday the 7th.